friend. Welcome to the chaplainscorner.net. I am interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. Season 2, Episode 23, Controlling Your Tongue, Part 4. In this episode, it's time to start learning how to control your tongue and give you the reins and let you handle it. I can't do it for you. You've got to do it yourself. One thing you really want to watch out for is what we call mental assent. In other words, you understand it with your mind, but you don't understand it with your heart. And mental assent looks like faith, acts like faith, but it will not stand up under pressure or when you absolutely have to stand on the word and call things that be not as though they were. So start by shutting off the world and turning on the word, turning on Jesus. Get into the word. The word and Jesus are synonymous. Here's your challenge. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts 4 times through in 30 days. It's a lot of reading. It takes an effort, but you can do it. What that's going to make you do, it's going to make you shut the world off and turn the word on. And that's what you're going to need to do. While you're doing that, I recommend ordering a few books. Not thick books, not hard books at all. The first one is by Charles Capps. It's The Tongue, A Creative Force. Over 1 million of these books have been sold. The second is a booklet from Kenneth Hagin. It's Kenneth E. Hagin, and it is in him, and it's all the scriptures of who you are in Christ, so you know where you stand. The third is a booklet by Kenneth E. Hagin, How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. And you can find these books at rhema.org. Not the Charles Capps book, but the Kenneth Hagin books you can find at rhema.org. Sooner or later, you will have to decide if you want to believe God or believe the devil. One last item, Romans 8, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is in enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Your mind is subject to the world and your physical senses, and the battle is in your mind, and you're going to have to learn how to distinguish if it's your mind talking to you or if it's the spirit talking to you. Now, after you get versed in the word and you get a little bit of the word in you, you'll be able to hear the spirit, your spirit, God's Holy Spirit. You'll be able to hear them both talk, and you'll be able to tell. One thing that absolutely is a fail-safe is whatever the Spirit tells you, you will be able to find in the Word of God. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you, you will be able to find in the Word of God. If you cannot find it in the Word of God, do not do it. It's just that simple. Another item you need to get is just go online and look for Don Gossett's Never Again list. Print that out and just start reading that out loud every morning. That will help you tremendously. One thing I did was I took Kenneth Hagin's little booklet, In Him, and I went through and took every scripture, around 180, 190 scriptures, and I looked them up each individually in the Bible, read them out loud, and I started putting that word in my heart. Once I started doing that, then when I said something, I could say it in the power and the authority under the name of Jesus, or have Jesus oversee it. And my word started coming to pass, and I started bringing good things into my life, and things of God, and things of wonder, and I quit being the tail and started becoming the head. In other words, I got in step and I got closer to Jesus Christ. And when I did, the word started to manifest itself inside me and started controlling my conditions and circumstances. And I learned whatever state I'm in to be content. I learned that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. I learned that I live and move and have my being in Jesus Christ. I learned that I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I learned that I can do it. I can overcome it. I can conquer it through Jesus Christ and please God all at the same time. In Jesus' name. What you just heard was an example of how the Spirit of God will rise up on the inside of you once you learn these scriptures, and you can start standing and speaking to this mountain. That mountain will be removed and cast into the sea. It'll be cast somewhere. Or if nothing else, it'll tunnel through, go over, or blow it out of the way. Jesus is bigger than the mountain. Jesus is bigger than the world. Jesus is bigger than your problems. So roll the care of your problems and circumstances over onto Him and let God do your speaking for you when you quote His words. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. You have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My website is thechaplainscorner.net, thechaplainscorner.net. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. I look forward to you following me. Please like and share. And thank you so much. Now you have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.